All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of J-Pop Jewels versus the Blitz. I am here with Alphonsus, a.k.a. Alphonsus.
I'm feeling better, and we're already in 2023. Let's go.
Yeah, happy 2023. We totally didn't miss like 8-9-ish weeks of football because the two of us took turns getting sick. But regardless of that, we are here just in time for the start of week 18, the final week of the season. But we would be absolutely remiss if we did not take time out to talk about the Damar Hamlin situation. For those of you that don't know, during the Monday Night Football game against the Cincinnati Bengals, the Bills safety, Damar Hamlin, went in for what was, in fact, just a routine tackle on receiver T. Higgins. The tackle was made, but as typical with receivers being tackled, T. Higgins tried to run through it, and in doing so, he put a shoulder into Hamlin's chest. The tackle was made, both men got up off the ground, and then Hamlin basically immediately collapsed. He apparently had gone into cardiac arrest, and they had to administer CPR on the field. After they had gotten his heart beating again, they put him in an ambulance and sent him off to, I believe it was Cincinnati, the University of Cincinnati Hospital. Don't quote me on that name, but it did have those string of words in them. Here we go. The University of Cincinnati Medical Center is where they sent him. He was there and still is there up until today, Thursday, as we speak. He was in critical condition. I'm not sure if he's still considered to be in critical condition, but he was in critical condition, but he has progressively gotten better. I believe Tuesday he had started to show signs of improvement. Yesterday, Wednesday, I think he was, instead of using 100% of a ventilator to help with his breathing, he was at 50%. And then today there was news that he was awake, and he asked who won the game, and he's not talking, he's not able to talk yet, he's communicating through writing, but he's awake and he's functioning, and from all reports from the doctors, it seems like he doesn't have any neurological damage. It seems like the only damage might have been to his lungs, which will heal, but it seems to be alive and well, and now it's just a matter of how well his recovery is going to go.
It's legit. I remember reading an article that said it was a 1 in 216 million shot, and it was just very unfortunate. The tackle was just, you'd think it was just regular, like everyone just saw it was regular, and then when he fell over, it just really just escalated into a big emergency situation. So really big props to all the medical staff from the game to the hospital for taking care of him. I mean, he wouldn't have made such a miraculous recovery if it weren't for them. So really shout out to them. They're the best. They have saved this young man's life. And now he's really just communicating, at least in some way again. No matter how long it would take for his recovery, at least everybody is, you know, keeping him in his thoughts and prayers and, you know, giving him whatever support he has. I do like the outpouring of support that when he had a toy charity in his hometown and they hit over like millions of dollars when his basic goal was just like maybe 10K, 3K. And it was a good outpouring show of support from the community that, you know, he's, you know, shows good man and a good player. So, you know, we wish him all the best as he recovers from this really horrendous injury.
Yeah, absolutely. His toy drive right now, I think it's, last time I checked, it was over 6 million. So even though this was a tragedy, something good has come of it. And on top of that, as we said, he is alive and getting better every day. As far as everything else going on, other than him getting better and everybody just waiting, it seems like other players might be. Obviously, his team is affected. The Bengals are also affected. The NFL decided that they were just going to call the game. I'm not sure how they're gonna deal with it. I'm not sure if it's gonna be a tie or if they're just gonna like not count it at all. But something interesting is happening in regards to this that actually does affect football. Football, the playoffs going
Yes.
forward. And it kind of makes me happy that they're thinking about doing this because it shows that they're not gonna try to force the Bengals and the Bills to play this game that they definitely are not gonna be ready for before the season
Yeah.
ends, because they would basically have to play it. I don't think either one of them play Saturday. They would have to play it sometime within the next like week, actually. They would have to play it before a week because the playoffs start next Saturday. So if they were going to play this game, they would have to do it before next Saturday.
Yeah,
And
both of them are scheduled for Sunday.
yeah, then they both play Sunday. That would be a little asshole-ish. So the NFL's kind of sort of thinking about the teams. But the way the NFL is kind of trying to square the circle that is having this game not played is they are apparently considering expanding the playoffs to 8 teams. So the NFL would be adding one team to each side. So you would get an eighth seed for the AFC and an eighth seed for the NFC. And that is where we are actually going to start the football conversation for today. Because we're just going to skip all the weeks that we've missed and we're just going to jump right into what's going on right here and now. In the time that we have been gone, the Chiefs have clinched their division. The Bills clinched their division. The Bengals also clinched their division. Oh, no, I am wrong. The Bills and the Chiefs have clinched their division. I think the Bengals are one game away from clinching their division.
So they're in contention with the Ravens.
Yeah.
At least right now they clinched the wild card.
Yeah, that's what I was. All these random letters that they use. Yeah, they are one game away from clinching their division.
Okay.
Depending on what they do about the whole Bills game situation.
Yeah. It's a unique
Yeah,
situation,
very
so
unique
it's
situation. But obviously the Bills and the Chiefs clinching their divisions, that means that they are in the playoffs. The Bengals and the Ravens are also both in the playoffs, and the Chiefs, not the Chiefs, the Chargers are also in the playoffs. For the NFC, we have a truly miraculous situation. The Eagles, Cowboys, and Giants are all in the playoffs. The Vikings clinched their division, Tampa Bay clinched their division, and the 49ers clinched their division. Before we continue, I have a bone to pick with somebody. Tampa Bay is a travesty. I firmly believe that. You know what? I'll throw them in there too. Whoever wins the AFC South and the NFC South should not be allowed to host a playoff game. You shouldn't be allowed to be barely above 500 and host a playoff game when the opponents that you're going to face in the wild card round have better records than you. That shouldn't be allowed. I feel like that's fucked up.
Man, just seeing this, yeah. Like I like how MFC, like Eagles, Cowboys, Giants. Yeah, we all get wild card. Commanders go, hey guys, we're still here.
I mean,
So, oh my God, it's so sad.
based off of what I said about the NFC, about them possibly adding an eighth spot, never mind, actually, I don't think it's possible. We'll have to look at the games, but there are a lot of teams that could possibly get that eighth spot for the eighth spot in the playoffs. If they get it, which might put the Commanders back in contention and give the entire NFC
No.
East in, it could happen. You're
Oh
saying there's a chance, but
my God.
let's just jump straight off into the playoff picture. We're gonna look as if the games were all over and we were going to playoffs right now. You
Okay,
would
got it.
have. This is a little iffy because of the whole situation with the Bills, with that Bills and Bengals game, but as of right now. NFL.com has it listed as the Chiefs being number one in the AFC. Bills are number two. Bengals number three. Chargers are fifth. Ravens are six. Those are the only things that they have right now that would be set.
Set in stone, okay.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because technically the Jaguars would be fourth, but they have a game against the Titans that's going to determine who wins the division. So they can't truly say that the Jaguars won their division yet. And while the Patriots are technically in the seventh spot, they are tied record-wise with the Dolphins and the Steelers, so they don't have that spot locked up yet. In the NFC, we would have the Eagles as number one, 49ers second, Vikings as third, Bucks is fourth, which is a travesty. The Cowboys is fifth and the Giants is sixth. Those are all locked up. And then you would have the seventh seed as of today being the Seahawks, with the Lions and Packers also vying for that spot, with all three having an 8-8 record. Oh no. Oh, that's unfortunate. The Commanders are eliminated from contention. That's sad.
Well, they are 7-8-1, so that kind
Yeah, I
of
figured the tie might give them a little in, but oh well.
yeah, it kind of probably would have been the key reason that I locked them out.
Yeah, damn. All right, but anyway, so
Yeah, I
as it
love season.
stands, that's where people would be, but as I said, there is a chance that if the NFL decides to expand to an 8-team playoff for this year, and the reason why they're considering doing that is because the Bills and the Bengals didn't play that game, and they're not going to play the game. It's gonna have a weird record set off with the other teams. So from what I'm understanding, the reason why they would do that is to add the other team, is to make it so that everybody's just even. What would basically happen is that with the eighth team being there's no first round bye anymore. So basically, you just get a home game for having the best record. So that kind of makes it so that everybody's even. Nobody's getting a first round bye to even out for the fact that that game wasn't played, and the fact that all three of those top teams, well, the Bills could have possibly gotten the first seed in the AFC. So that's why the eighth seed thing might be happening. The NFL hasn't announced that they're going to do that yet. If they are going to do it, they would have to fucking announce it by tomorrow because there are games on Saturday. But,
It gives them that little push, especially if like that window opens,
yeah,
yeah.
you would have to let people know because there's a bunch of shit on the line that people would need to know about, especially starting Saturday. But the teams that would care about that being a thing are actually two of the teams playing Saturday would care. The Jaguars are playing the Titans, and like I said, that's for the division. If the Jaguars were to lose, they would be at 8-9. And they would definitely care about that eighth seed because if the eighth seed becomes a thing, they would be at 8-9, and they would have to hope that some combination of the Patriots, Dolphins, or Steelers lose, and that they beat them off of strength of schedule, or if they hold a tiebreaker. I'm not sure if the Jaguars played them or not. That also means the Titans have something more to fight for, because if the Titans lose, they can't even be in the eighth slot because they would be at 7-10. So
Yes.
they would just be straight up eliminated. So that eighth seed kind of matters to them, only in the sense that it's going to make the Jaguars fight harder to win their division and not need to rely on other teams to help them make the playoffs. As for the Patriots, Dolphins, and Steelers, that eighth seed would matter because, as I said, right now the Patriots are in, but if they were to lose, they would basically need. I'm actually not sure if the Patriots get in. Did you guys beat the Dolphins at all this year?
Gotta check. I know that whenever they go when they go up against the Bills on when they go up against the Bills, it's gonna be one hell of a game to try and like overcome that.
Yep.
I think that the Let me just double check. I know that the Patriots have played them.
You play
They
them
played them
twice. I'm
twice.
just not sure if you lost both games, then the Patriots have no choice but to win this game.
Yeah, then they're just like they're automatically like it's do or die without any sort of comeback here. Let me see here.
Because I'm pretty sure the Steelers have you on strength of schedule, so I think that I'm pretty sure that the Patriots have to win that game because I don't think they beat either the Steelers or the Dolphins when it comes to tiebreakers.
We were 1-1 with the Dolphins. We lost them in week one, but then won against them last week.
Okay, so then in that case, it would come down to division record between the two of you.
Yeah.
So this might be a must-win game for the Patriots.
Yeah, because like Dolphins matchup is like, let me see. I guess the Jets. Well, Jets could do an upset.
They,
Yeah,
yeah,
Jets have
this
been.
is, I'm looking, this is a must-win game for you guys. If you were to lose, you would be 3-3 in the division. If the Dolphins were to win, they'd be 3-3, so it would go to,
Tiebreaker?
I forget if the tiebreaker would be strength of, no, it wouldn't be strength of schedule, it'd be conference. And since you're both playing a division team, if you lose, you'll be 6-6, and they'll be 7-5. So yeah, this is a must-win game for
Oh,
the
man.
Patriots, even with that eighth slot, because, well, maybe not with the eighth slot, but I'm not sure how you guys match up going up against the Steelers record-wise. Like, I'm not sure what
Let's
your,
try.
oh, actually, never mind. If it came down to tiebreakers with the Steelers, you would be up on them if both of you lost because their conference record is 4-7. So it's not a must-win game for the Patriots, but it's a win that you kind of want to have. Just to make sure that you don't have to rely on that because the Steelers are playing really good football right now and they're playing the Browns and the Browns are kind of finicky right now, so
Even it's just a tough situation because the contingency if the Patriots lose, I want them to win, obviously, but yeah,
yeah.
it's going down that messy situation. It's thinking like, okay, I guess this stats will help me.
Yeah, and even with that, it's still a very big if the NFL adds an eighth team. Because it's still not a sure thing. And the other thing that they're debating doing, which I kind of disagree with, is putting the Bills Chiefs game, if it happens, on a neutral location. Which, yeah, that kind of sort of solves the problem because then it's like, hey, there's no advantage when the two of you play each other, which is what you guys were playing the rest of the season for anyway. But at the same time, I feel like the Chiefs would still have an advantage that, like, not that they didn't earn, but that was kind of unfortunately taken from the Bills by consequences they couldn't control.
Yeah,
Because the Chiefs would have that first round bye, which means they didn't play, but the Bills did. But yeah, that so we're not even sure if the eighth seed would happen, so this might have to be a game that the Patriots have to try to steal off the Bills, unfortunately, since what happened to the Bills.
yeah,
But
it's going to be rough, but at least once we have like some sort of update, at least like I guess you can put it in description or like an annotated note, just say like, hey, like this is the announcement here, so now we can just go to this is the confirmed path that we hope will be a thing.
yeah. I just hope the NFL announces what the fuck they're gonna do by Friday. And they have to know, they have to announce it by Friday. Like, there's no way that they can't know that they have to say something by Friday.
Indeed, yeah.
But that's the situation in the AFC at least. You got three teams basically fighting for their playoff lives. Only one of them's gonna get in. If the NFL doesn't add an eighth, but if the NFL does add an eighth, two of them will get in. Honestly, judging by how they've been playing lately, I'm not sure. The Patriots are kind of iffy with me.
They've been trying to find their flow. It is a rough time,
Yeah.
but I do know that at least with their matchup going into it, they can try and work hard, but of course, out of respect, given whatever happens, we'll just see how the game's going to be confirmed for both. for both of the teams affected, and it's the whole league actually. It just ripples across
Yeah.
the entirety of NFL, which is just crazy. I like everyone's like fantasy leagues is just like, I don't know what to do. It's like, yeah, I don't know what to do either. I guess this is what you have to accept, because this is, I don't think anybody ever had it on their predictions or anything. Like, we know that the people will go on the IL, that people go on the concussion protocol and all
Yeah.
that stuff. And then, you have this happen, and sometimes just set it aside, make sure players okay, and then, see how he can carry on. And once we confirm that, and alas, this is, I don't even remember such a situation taking place in the NFL ever. So,
It's definitely going to be something going forward. But that's basically it as far as the AFC goes. The Chiefs also play the Raiders on Saturday, but that doesn't fucking matter to anybody at all.
It's practice. It's practice.
More or less, yeah. And that actually covers all the games on Saturday. It's nothing but AFC games on Saturday. For anybody interested, the Chiefs play at 4:30. Titans Jaguars is at 8:15. Personally speaking, I feel that Chiefs Raiders game should have been at 1 o'clock. It has the feel of a 1 o'clock game, but that's just me. Let's move over to the NFC. We have people that would be in contention. There's really only one spot available since the Giants and Cowboys have both clinched. If the NFL doesn't add an eighth seed, it's just the seventh seed up for grabs. And seeing as how the Seahawks, Packers, and Lions are all tied, the most interesting game to me is the Lions-Packers game, because they play each other. And the Packers have won a bunch of games straight, but the Lions are also on a fucking tear right now. And I feel like the Lions beat the Packers already this season.
I think the way that the Packers have going off their momentum is just impressive. After one, like when we did the podcast earlier in the season, and just seeing how, like, what's going on, like what is going on over in that camp, and now you just see the past 4 weeks and you realize, okay, these guys are actually putting in the work. You're getting like double digit leads, really impressive win over the Dolphins, a freaking blowout against the Vikings. So I think the Packers just found their late game stride, and now they're trying to really like pack in everywhere they go. It is kind of like a kick in the butt they needed to try and make sure that they can still contend, that they can still make it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're not right. You're not wrong, but I don't know, man. It seems like the Lions have people's numbers this year, especially in their division. Were you aware that the Lions are 4-1 in their division? They have lost once in division, and it definitely wasn't to the Packers. So I'm not sure. Yeah, Green Bay's hitting their stride. Yeah, they have Aaron Rodgers, but the Lions have already beaten them once. And the Lions are looking better than they were when they beat the Packers the first time. And not only that, but this is for all the marbles. This could be the Lions' first trip back to the playoffs in God knows how many years.
And Detroit must be celebrating right now. But at least once they get that confirmed, if they make it in, I feel like I'm gonna hear it all the way in Jersey. Just gonna like, oh God, here comes Detroit again.
Probably, but they do need a little bit of help, because as I said, they only get in with a win if the NFL adds an eighth seed. If the NFL doesn't add an eighth seed, then they're going to need the Rams to take care of business against the Seahawks. And as we all know, the Rams have not been a good team this season. They are eliminated from the playoffs, and they are currently sitting at 5-11.
Like the I think the Rams are trying to play spoiler alert then. If they're not making the playoffs, they are going to play spoiler for somebody.
Maybe, but they're 1-4 in division, and if I'm being honest with you, I'm not even sure who they beat in their division. I just know it wasn't the 49ers. Because the 49ers are undefeated in division. which is crazy to say because I'm pretty sure they're the only team undefeated in their division.
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize. The Chiefs are also undefeated in their division because of course they are.
Well, yeah, the Chiefs have hit their stride ever since the beginning.
But the Lions might be playing really good football, but without that AFC being added, they are going to need the Seahawks to drop, which is completely possible. The Seahawks play wishy-washy football sometimes as well, but
yeah, they got their kinks they have to work out. Yeah. So it's just it's rough.
I think all three of those games take place at the same time. If they don't, that's a problem.
Everyone's getting like real time updates. Just like, hey, how's our game doing?
I mean, that's fine, but like, oh, that's unfortunate. The Rams game actually takes place before the Lions-Packers game. I don't know if either one of these teams played the Seahawks this season. If neither one of them played the Seahawks this season, then if the Seahawks win, I'm not sure either one of them has anything to play for.
Yeah, it's just another team to do spoiler. Like,
I mean, it's not even really a chance to be spoilers because if there's no way for them to take the Seahawks out, if the Seahawks win, then that basically means that neither one of them has anything to play for. Let me see. I got it pulled up here.
Yeah,
let's see. The only team that has a chance to make the playoffs, if the Seahawks win, is Green Bay. It says Green Bay can clinch a playoff berth if they win, but the Lions need to win and for Seattle to lose for them to get that playoff spot, and the Seahawks need to win and have Green Bay lose for them to get it. So Green Bay is the only one that can get in without help.
And all they got to do is just win their game.
Yep, that's all Green Bay has to do is win the game. If Green Bay doesn't win the game, then the Seahawks are basically in the playoffs. If they've already won before the Green Bay game happens.
Oh, God. That
feels bad for the Lions.
Look.
they've been playing really good football for the last few weeks, and it all comes down to we have to beat Aaron Rodgers again, and on top of that, we have to have the Seahawks lose for us.
Yeah.
By the way, just trouncing the Bears 41-10, like, that feels bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they beat the shit out of the Bears. That feels bad.
Yeah. The Bears lost freaking 0-5 and they're just, oh my God. I was like, it felt so bad. Oh yeah, maybe they got it. They got, you know, Kmet was doing somewhat of a decent job for them. And then it's just like everything else just fell apart. Yeah. I was like, bro, this is rough. I've never seen a team get this bad, but like they got a few wins this season at least. Like
they got some pretty quality wins this season. I mean, beating Aaron Rodgers is always a quality win. But they also beat the division leading Vikings a few times too. So
upsets.
Yeah, they got some good wins. It's definitely some good team building going on there. They're going to be a force next season. I'm not worried about them next season. I feel like they're only going to get better from here.
Yeah, because they still got the draft. I think they're going to be lining up for good stuff.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. With some of these, with the way these records are, I don't know who's in a good spot and who's not.
Yeah.
All I know is the Texans are in a very good spot with their two wins, but yeah, that's the way it looks for the NFC.
All right.
Let's look at some of these games and talk about playoff implications and all that good stuff if we can.
All right.
We already talked about the Saturday games, the Chiefs and Raiders, and then Titans and Jaguars. The only real important game there is the Titans and the Jaguars, because that's for the division.
Let's go, Jaguars!
This is basically a practice game for the Chiefs. Sunday, first game they have here. Buccaneers-Falcons, who cares? The Bucs are already in with their shitty-ass record. I'm actually upset with the Falcons. At the beginning of the season, I was legitimately Like very beginning. I mean, preseason is happening when this is happening for me. I was debating betting $50 on the Falcons to win their division. It was a very, no, there were really, I could have made some really good money off of that. Like the numbers for that was fucking phenomenal. I think I would have made like 200 or something off that $50. Aside from that one game that they got screwed by the Raiders, by the refs when they were playing the Bucks, the Falcons literally shit the bed on two or three other games. Like this division was winnable by all four teams. But I feel like the Falcons had the best chance, and I will never forgive them for shitting it away. I didn't bet the money, so I didn't lose the money, but they still definitely could have won this division with a better record than 8-8, like the Bucks are. Because the Bucks just haven't been a good team over the last, they haven't been a good team all season. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, they're missing Antonio Brown, because they're not. Like you have Mike Evans and you have Godwin, and I know you don't have Gronk, but you don't drop off like this just missing two basically pass catchers. Like that's not the way this works.
Even with Leonard Fournette's injury, and then you had what's it called? I think it was Rashad White. I think it was his
Yeah,
name.
I think so.
Rashad has been a great subbing, especially after Leonard got out. And there's a lot of good studs in that team. Like they can go even with the injuries they had. Like Chris Godwin probably one really good wide receiver in my opinion. I can just kind of just see that Brady has a good supporting cast in the Bucs, and it's just with stuff happening, even like regardless of what the refs have and the shenanigans that they went into, the fact that they turned their 50-50 into like a clinch just because the other three teams have struggled has I don't know. Have you ever seen a team with 50-50 ever make it this far?
Yeah, the Seahawks did it once.
Once when? Was it recently
No,
or?
this was years ago.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it also happens for the AFC South all the time because they're never really any good.
I still kind of knew with that AFC South. I was thinking like, oh yeah, there's always like one standout team there, right? I was like, well,
Not anymore. It's still not good. Jaguars are 8-8.
that's true. They're still going. They're still going. Trevor still has some headway to go. He has another year to really like tune up everything.
Yeah, I mean Trevor better win that division, or else he might not be going to the
Yeah, I hope
playoffs.
so. That's gonna be the right away how he's gonna be a starting quarterback.
Next game they have up, we already talked about the Patriots and Bills. Vikings Bears is just practice for the Vikings. Make sure they don't fucking choke when they get to the playoffs because the Vikings have kind of choked away some games near the end of the season.
Don't choke against the Bears then. Oh God.
Have Ravens Bengals. That's a 1 o'clock game. That's going to be for the division most likely. Again, not sure how they're going to square that out with the records. It's probably just going to come down whoever wins the division. We have a middle school scrimmage game between the Texans and the Colts.
Good old Tex. Oh no, wait, no, that's Indianapolis. Oh
I
my
can't
God.
even. I can't even say that that's for. That this isn't even for fucking. Yeah, this isn't even for like draft order.
It's like at
Because the
least
Colts
end
are.
the season on a win.
I mean, it's only for draft order if the Cardinals lose, because the Cardinals. Oh, I'm sorry. If the Cardinals and Broncos lose, because they both have 12 losses, and the Colts will have 12 losses if they lose. Wait, no, they'll be fine, because the Colts have a tie, so.
Oh, that's even worse. Oh, God.
So basically, the Colts are locked into second place. So this game means nothing to anybody because nobody's taken the Texans out of first place. The Jets and Dolphins. The Jets can play spoiler for the Dolphins if they win. So
Oh yeah,
that's all that's on the line there.
I know a few friends that are diehard Jets fans, and they are like glued to that game. They want to make some noise.
They probably just want to know who their quarterback's going to be.
That's the main struggle.
Panthers Saints is also a kind of game that's just like practice for the players, trying to see who they have. Because they both played well at times during the year, but they just need to find a way to put it all together.
It was a bit like consistently inconsistent, but the
Very.
Saints have pulled in, like, at least they can pull in when it counts.
Well, I mean, neither one of them have a quarterback, really. Panthers don't have anybody, and the Saints are rolling with Andy Dalton right now, so that's neither here nor
He's a
there.
quarterback.
He's a quarterback, but he's not the quarterback. Browns and Steelers. The Steelers need to keep that game, need to win that game to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Browns need to play this game to figure out if fucking Deshaun Watson is going to be any good, because he has been kind of disappointing this season. I know he's been off, but he's looked pretty poor. Next up is the 4:25 games. Oof. This hurts. Have the Giants going to Philadelphia. This is a game that technically is for the division, even though the Giants can't win it. Because the Cowboys are taking on the Commanders. Let me just check one thing to make sure my information is right. This is for the division because the Cowboys are currently 4-1, and the Eagles are currently 3-2. So if the Eagles were to lose and the Cowboys were to win, they would both have the same record, but the Cowboys would have a better division record. So basically, the Eagles need to win this game to win the division, and whoever wins the division also takes first place in the NFC because we both beat the fuck out of the Vikings. So this is not only a game for the division, but it is also a game for number one seed in the NFC. But number one seed up for grabs. It's really all going
Three
to come down
teams.
to the Giants and the Commanders, which one of them wants to play spoiler bad enough. It's also going to come down if Jalen plays or not, because Gardner Minshew ain't getting it done.
What's the update on
To the best of my knowledge, there is no official update. People are saying that he's expected to be available, but that doesn't really mean much.
Jalen?
I'm probably not going to have any actual word until, I don't know, I think the latest they have to tell you is Friday. I don't think they can tell on Saturday, so.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Actually, let me see if there is an injury report. Who's on our injury list? They say that for Thursday, Lane Johnson didn't practice, but I knew that. Avante Maddox also out, knew about that. Josh Sweat knew about that one. There's a bunch of people that were limited. Jalen's listed as limited, but that means he didn't practice. There is no official list for who's not going to play on Sunday, though, because why would we tell you that ahead of time and make it so that Eagles fans don't fucking panic? But yeah, those two games are going to be interesting, and they're happening at the same time, which should honestly be how the Seahawks and the Packers Lions game should happen, but I guess there wasn't really anything they could flex into that Sunday night spot that would be entertaining. But yeah, so we have those two games for first place in the NFC. you have a practice game for the Chargers against the Broncos. Obviously, Chargers are already in the playoffs. We have the Seahawks Rams game, which we already talked about. We have a practice game for the 49ers, who are also already in the playoffs and are locked into the second seed, I believe. Actually, are they locked into the second seed? I'm not
Because we
entirely
didn't have
sure.
like everybody's locked in except for the except what? Maybe like AFC North, AFC South. And NFC East.
Oh no, I mean I'm not sure. I'm just not sure if they're locked into the second seed because they have the same record as the Vikings, and I'm not sure if they played each other. Ha. Actually, no. They have to be locked into the second seed because they have the same record now and they're above the Vikings. So, yeah, it doesn't really matter if the Vikings win or lose because the 49ers are apparently going to be ahead of them regardless. So, yeah, this is a practice game for the 49ers, but they probably need to win to keep ahead of the Vikings because the Vikings shouldn't drop this game to the Bears, but there is always a chance. And then the final game, as we talked about, is going to be the Lions versus the Packers. So, the games that you really want to keep your eye on are probably going to be that Saturday night game, the Titans and the Jaguars for the division. The 1 o'clock games to keep your eye on, I'm gonna say, is the Patriots Bills, Ravens Bengals, because that's for the division. Jets Dolphins, because that's the Dolphins fighting for that playoff spot against the Patriots. Steelers Browns, because the Steelers are also fighting for that same playoff spot. And then the 4 o'clock games, you basically want to watch everything except for. I mean, I guess you can watch the Rams Seahawks if you care about that last playoff spot, but the must-sees are going to be the Giants, Eagles, and the Cowboys, Commanders. And then other than that, the only other game at night is going to be the Packers Lions. So if you want to see which one of them is going to possibly go in if the Seahawks lose, you can check that out too. But yeah, we are glad that we were able to make it back for the final week of the season. Not entirely sure if we're going to do this for the playoffs. Depends on how they go. But we hope you guys have been well, and we hope that you've been enjoying the football season, and we hope DeMar Hamlin will continue to have a smooth and I don't know what word I was about to say. A smooth I was like expeditious, and I'm like, that's not a word.
Oh yeah, expeditious. That can't be a word.
Not the way I just said it. It's not. A smooth and speedy recovery. But that is gonna be it for us guys. So we will see you next week if we end up recording for the playoffs.
All right. Well, guys, take care and good luck to your favorite teams for this last crazy week of football.
Unless you're a Cowboys fan, in that case, fuck you.
It will never die. It will never die. Just
No, it
my
will not.
Cowboys
Also,
fan.
Eagles fans, shut the fuck up. I posted about this on Facebook. Shut up. We've lost two games in a row. The last game looked like shit. We don't know if our quarterback's playing, and one of our best linemen is out. Shut up about us winning this game before you bring karma on us and we lose. Shut up. Good night, everybody.
All right, good night.